Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Carol Z says that personally, I think with all the different cross discussions and opinions of listeners, this is a vibey and present time show. As always, these evictions are too sad for words. I am fresh out of ideas as to how to help. Well, let's chat with Daniel Shea. He is the councillor for Ward 72. This, I imagine, falls squarely on his lap in order to deal with it, even though it's been going on clearly for some time. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing very well on yourself.
I am well, thank you. So give us a bit of the background and the context here.
Okay, so the background on the Fairmount Tennis Club is roughly 8 years ago, the building was hijacked by some illegal occupants. In that period since then, the number of people living there has grown. It's become a drug den, it's become a brothel, you know, a center for illegal immigrants to live in. It's been pretty much a hub of criminal activity within the ward for the last 8 years.
So it has been, it's not just a simple matter of people who have taken refuge there and living there to keep out of the cold and the rain being asked to leave.
No, so I mean, as I said, it's been a hub of criminal activity. We've tried by various means of community to ask them to leave and find an alternative accommodation, but for years, and it literally has come down to this, where this couldn't be tolerated anymore, and the residents went to court to get them evicted.
Right. So this all happened yesterday, is that right? They were delivered this eviction notice.
Yeah. So this was the second eviction attempt. On the property. The first eviction attempt was in October, but they used the 24-hour notice they were given in October to barricade themselves in and prevent anyone accessing the facility to do the eviction. So this was the second attempt, and it was planned for months to go down like this.
Right. And is there an attempt in a case like this to find alternative housing for people?
So there definitely was. I mean, I spent my time on the phone speaking to shelters yesterday, seeing what we can do. A lot of the shelters won't take them because of their illegal immigrant status, and a lot of them also, there's a status associated with people who've been evicted from city property. They also don't want to take responsibility for that. But we did attempt, and we did try as much as we could from our side, but unfortunately we came up empty-handed.
Right, so what is likely to happen now?
So at this point in time, they've got the evictees have got 3 days to get their stuff removed from the pavement. And after that, the Metro Police will be coming to clear the pavement. But I'll be continuing to reach out and see where I can give these people assistance, the ones who aren't illegal immigrants and aren't involved in crime. But as for the rest, as for the kingpins in this operation who have been renting out the place, I'm not going to be offering them any assistance, and they've got to sort themselves out.
So, in other words, if there are 30-something odd people living there, do we have any sense of how many of them are involved in crime, and how many of them are simply people that have either taken refuge there or are paying the kingpins, as you've called it, rent?
Well, I think they're all of them are obviously who are living there paying rent to the guys who hijacked the building initially. I haven't gone and done a census in there who's involved in crime, who's dealing drugs, who's involved in prostitution.
No, of course not, yeah.
So I can't give you an accurate figure. There were 4 main respondents on the court order who we know are active criminals in one way or another, but the rest is up. You've got to do some guessing.
Is this a problem outside of this particular venue? Is this a problem in Ward 72 that you're seeing more of?
So this is the only city property in the ward that's been hijacked. There's obviously a problem of subletting in certain parts of the ward, which goes against the bylaws and all that. So that is an issue. But in this case, this is the only real hub of criminal activity happening in the ward on a city property.
Right, and it's actually just quite incredible to know how naive I am. A brothel right down the road, and I had absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Daniel Shea, ward councillor for Ward 72. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Certainly a lot more complex than the situation seems to be.